Good morning, I'm Kashfa Abrams, the content advisor to the committee.
Good morning, my name is Lorenzo Wakefield and I'm a researcher to this committee.
Morning, Lindy Omakunda, I'm a researcher.
Morning, my name is Bintu, I'm from PMG.
Good morning, I'm Daphne Mathis, researcher to the Select Committee.
Good morning, I'm Crystal Levendel, researcher to this committee.
Thank you very much for the introduction. I once more welcome to everyone. Today we are going to be getting a briefing from the department on the quarterly report for program 1, 2, 3 and 4. We hope that this is not going to be a very long meeting because this is a quarterly report. Unless issues that which are, you know, in the report which actually warrants our self-stretching, you know, longer. But given the fact that just last week we got first, second, third, and fourth quarterly reports, I don't think that we are really going to have to spend the long day discussing the quarterly report. At this point in time, I will hand over to the department to take us through. Okay, before we do that, can we get apologies?
Thank you, Chair. I've received two apologies from the members of the committee, one from Honorable Mamalo, who's got an appointment with her daughter, and Honorable Peterson, she is attending home affairs but will join the committee later. And then I've received apology from the Deputy Minister, who will be unable to attend the meeting because she will be engaging with the Gauteng Executive Council to assist in consolidating provincial disability rights program for section. Thanks.
I'm still on apologies.
I'm still on apologies. Let me report one from the deputy minister. Can we hear
about the minister?
Thank you, Chairperson and honourable members. I was whispering to the secretary to find out if the PLO has not submitted for the minister. The minister is away in Argentina, Chairperson and honourable members. She is being invited by the Minister of Social Development to address a meeting on UNESCO. So she is attending that session. Thank you.
Are you saying she's invited by the our minister here?
From
social development?
From Argentina.
From Argentina.
Yes, they've got a meeting, a UNESCO meeting. They wanted to address them on gender issues.
Honourable members? Member Itidela?
Mine is just to render an apology. I met with the
Connie Musimani, she said I should send her apology. She's attending another meeting this morning, so she won't be able to come.
Thank you, my dear.
I cannot understand why we cannot get our ministers present when we have meetings, because this is now happening on a continuous basis, that they're never available. Bearing in mind the very big challenges faced by this department and them leading the department not being present, how are we ever going to make inroads? I don't want to sit here and waste my time every week, week after week in committee meetings. I know it's part of my parliamentary duties, but then it needs to be taken really seriously. In the past, meetings were postponed to accommodate ministers, and yet they couldn't have. You know? At least one has a diary, and you need to work according to your diary, Chair. I'm very concerned. I'm very worried. And I'm extremely worried about time being wasted, not only finances, but time being wasted in a way that it's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be. And especially such a sensitive issue that we're dealing with, women, children, and people with disabilities, not making inroads the way we should. I
don't know. Oversight would be much bigger, my darling.
Thank you, Honourable Member. You know, I think to tell the honest truth, I think we are still in our right not to allow you to present. But given the fact that you're already here and this is a quarterly report, we will allow you to talk to us. But a strong signal is going to be sent to the ministers. Because I agree with the members. It means this committee is not taken seriously. You know, given the situation in which it is, you know, I don't even know how to say it. That this committee is not taken seriously under the poor people that the department is being seen. Because DG, I must tell you, we went through the quarterly report, still we are not satisfied. The same questions are going to come up. And we are really tired of these same questions. I don't know. I don't know what is wrong with the department, because this is a new department and it needed to have a strong foundation so that whoever comes in must be able to continue. But really, given the outstanding issues that to date cannot, you know, be resolved by the department, I'm very worried. I'm very worried, and I think I am talking on behalf of the members. We are not pleased at all. We are being taken for a ride. And I think that is going to be noted in our minutes to say that we are not satisfied about this. You know, the GM, the apology. I went to the whip myself to say we are not going to accept this apology. Because I don't know how many times has the DM tendered her apology to this meeting. And she's dealing with program 4, which in our understanding, when we look at it, there's nothing in terms of, you know, this program 4, which is being reported. We might be seen to always to be negative. But if we're given negative reports, what results are we going to come up with? Outstanding issues that I'm referring to are your reports, which could have helped us, you know, during our debates. when the information that we are seeking is not there, perhaps those reports would have assisted us. But unfortunately, nothing is assisting us. All we are seeing here is just negative, contradicting information. Okay, let us then afford you the opportunity to make a presentation. Over to you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and members. I have taken note of the concerns that members have raised, and through you, Chairperson, as well. And I will engage with my principals and express and relay the sentiment of the committee. I have with me DDG Siyabi, who is DDG for Women Empowerment and Gender Equality. I have got the CFO, and also I've got DDG, and there was DDG for Corporate Management. I have an apology from DDG Tony, who's responsible for children and the rights of people with disability. I have requested him to represent the department and present a request by the department for cabinet to approve that we celebrate the month of period from the 3rd of November to the 3rd of December as Disability Month, and also the 3rd of December is the International Day for Persons with Disability, IDPD. We are tabling that to the fourth social cluster meeting today, so that it can be taken through to cabinet. So apologies for the digital as well. Chairperson, we are presenting the first quarter performance report for our delivery for 1st of April to 30th of June for the 2013-2014 financial year. I will give the overview of the performance of the department, and I will hand over to DPG Mkange to give the performance of the first quarter for Program 1. DPG Siyabi will take us through to the performance on Program 2. Then I will, on behalf of DPG Tony, take the committee through on the performance for Programs 3 and 4. I would, in terms of, on slide 5, the overview of the first quarter performance of the department. For the first quarter, Chairperson and Honourable Members, we had set ourselves 26 targets that we would deliver on, and we have delivered on 50% of those targets. In terms of the budget, as a department, we have an overall 198.3 million rands that has been allocated to us for this financial year. And from that amount, we have got also the amount of money that is allocated to the Commission on Gender Equality that then comes through our department, and we have to transfer tranches to the Commission on Gender Equality on a monthly basis. So that 198 million includes the amount of money that we have to pay over to the CGE. For the first quarter, in terms of our performance, then we have performed, we have spent 19% of the overall budget. We spent 37.5 million of the 198 million. Again, that 37 includes the payment to CGE, which is, if you look at the overall budget, 19% thereof. However, what we had tried to do is to do some projections so that we, based on our operations, we know how much we're going to be requesting from Treasury and drawing from Treasury on a monthly basis. So for the first quarter, we had projected that we'll be spending 49.7 million rands. But I must add, Chairperson, that that protection was not based on, we had not gone through the APP at that time to say this is exactly what we're going to be doing at what time. We have since engaged with program managers so that our projections are aligned to what we had planned for each quarter. So the first quarter projections, therefore, Chairperson, were 49.7 million rand, from which we have spent 37.5 million rand. So therefore, from the projections of the first quarter, we have spent 75% against what we had projected. This is a percentage presentation, Chair, of expenditure of each program. As I've indicated, Program 2 includes our transfers to the Commission on Gender Equality, but other programs are purely what we had spent in our programs, in our activity. Chairperson, with your permission, I will hand over to DDG Ngqengqe to take us through the performance of administration, the branch that she is responsible for.
Thank you, DJ. Thank you, Chair. Good morning, committee. I will then start by presenting overall performance of the committee. Thanks, DJ. Overall, the branch had planned, okay, we had in total, Chairperson, planned about 9 targets, and out of those targets we achieved 2, which brings our the percentage of unachieved or non-achieved targets at 78%, and those that are achieved at 22%, which we've acknowledged that it's not acceptable, and we can report that some of we've actually made progress with regards to those. I will talk to them as I go through the report. Information for the CFO. Okay. We are on slide 10 now. Yes. Of the budget that we projected for Program 1, which is 25 million, we spent 19 million with an under expenditure of 5.5 million. So therefore, Program 1, Chairperson, has spent, and members, 78% of its budget for the first quarter. Decision cut.
Okay.
And if you look at the sub-programs, Chair and Honourable Members, for that particular program, we've sub-programmed it into Ministry, Management, Corporate Services and Office Accommodation. We have engaged the Public Works Department in terms of office accommodation, because what happens is that for the building that we're leasing, they pay over the rent and then they claim it back from us, and we're chasing them on those claims, because sometimes it takes a while for them to submit the claims. If you look at, for instance, what has happened is, well, in March, the department went to the CSW in New York. So the accounts for those which were received from DECO via DECO were received in the actual current financial year, in the first quarter, which were actually were expended in the last quarter of the 2012-2013 financial year. So it's one of those things that those were what you call them, civil accruals. Those were accrued into the first quarter of the financial year. DDG, can you take over then?
Thanks. Chairperson, I'm really not clear what was presented before. Can we have a review on that? Because DJ was speaking here, and then all of a sudden the other one took over. I'm really lost here. I'm lost.
I think they're supposed to take us through program one.
Yeah. Now who's taking us through program one? What is happening here? It seems like proper preparation isn't done yet. What's happening here? Because I'm also confused.
Chairperson, I had requested and indicated to honourable members that I would ask each branch leader to take us through performance information, but I'm taking through the financial information, which relates to the same performance of the branch. But if members feel that what we could do is we could get the CFO taking through the finances, but it's in one report. So I think I will be guided by members, which is the best way. I'm comfortable to take the members through.
You have given us the overview.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now can we get someone then, or who are going to do it, to go through program one? The performance information. So let's start from there. I don't know whether you are doing it or branch member is doing it.
Thank you, Chairperson. Once again, my apologies. The performance information is linked in the presentation to the financial performance. Mm-hmm. So you would indicate that this is what we have, how we have performed in terms of our planned targets, and this is the related budget expenditure, talking to the performance in terms of the set targets. It's all in one presentation. So I will ask my colleagues to take members through the entire performance of their branches, including the financial performance. Well, thank you, Chair. All right. Can you continue this?
Thanks, DG. I will then go to the performance information per target. The first target there was, it relates to the performance indicator that says the number of internal audit reports issued on the three-year rolling plan. So for the first quarter, we had planned that we will issue one report. And progress made there is that it was not achieved because the three-year rolling plan was not yet approved at the time. And but then we did correct it by the 27th of July. The three-year rolling plan had been approved by the audit committee. Then the next one, Chairperson, is the percentage of management action plans followed up and verified. For the year, we planned that we would have verified 100% of the action plans, but for the first quarter, we had planned that would have done 20% of that. In this quarter, Chairperson, 0% of the action plans were followed up and verified because internal audit was still focusing on the fourth quarter of the previous financial year. This is due to the fact that there's capacity challenges within internal audit, and the verification process is a very laborious process. But as a corrective measure, we have tried to put more capacity within internal audit, for instance, by getting a co-sourced service provider. We're still in the process of that. We expect that the first follow-up audit will be done within this quarter, and that by the end of the first quarter it would have been finalized, the second quarter. Then the next target relates to the council, which the performance indicator there is that the 365-day plan of action coordinated. For the year, we want to have 100% of the planned actions targeted. In the first quarter, we had targeted that we would have approved the council strategy, the terms of reference of the council, and action plan
and also the calendar of the council approved, so that we are able to say the council is in place and it sits and it's got founding documents and a proper action plan. A lot of progress was made in this regard. However, because all these three activities are seen as one target, one of them was not finalized, and therefore we said it's not achieved. The progress there, Chairperson, is that council strategic guidelines were developed and approved by council. Council work plan with priority areas for 12, 13, and 14 were developed. Up to terms of reference, incorporating procedural guidelines for the council were also approved. So, okay, then the next one, the fourth one, which is still related to the three, and all of them make up one target, was the council calendar approved. This is the one that had not been approved. So we said, as a corrective measure, follow-up regarding the documents will be expedited with council so that the document is ready for the second quarter. So we expect that by the end of the second quarter, everything would have been finalized. Actually, it has actually been finalized. So that target, as of today, has been achieved. Then the next one, the performance indicator there, Chairperson, is the percentage of deviation on expenditure against the allocated funded. For the whole financial year, wanted to make sure that we do not exceed it. It should not be in excess of 5%, which is the acceptable standard. And for the first quarter, we planned that we should not exceed it at all. We should not deviate at all. And unfortunately, as you will see from the financial report, we did not meet that target, Chairperson. And saying the reasons for deviations, there was that projections were not in line with the operational plans. And as a corrective measure, projections have been revised and aligned to operational plans. The next target, the committee will remember that we touched a little bit on this the last time when we were here, was regarding the percentage of reduction of vacancy rate. We had said that for the year we want to reduce it at least by 7%, and for this quarter we had targeted that we'll reduce it by 2%. And the progress there is that the vacancy rate as at 1 April was 19%, and at the end of June, which was the end of the first quarter, it was 17.9, so meaning we had reduced it by 1.1%. So it's not achieved, and the reason for deviation is that while there were 7 new appointments made, 4 terminations were implemented. So that is why we're not able to get the 2%. And then we say the corrective measures would be to improve turnaround times of selection processes, accelerate verification of qualifications by SAQA, and also develop a staff retention strategy. The next target, Chairperson, or the performance indicator there is events coordination for the three sections, for the three sectors, which is women, children, and people with disabilities. And we had said that for the year we should produce all, we should report on events coordinated and produced. And for this quarter, we had targeted to have reports on the International Day of Children, the Day of the African Child, and National Epilepsy Week. And the progress there is that we don't have reports on any of those, and that target is not achieved. The reason being that resources were prioritized towards those events that were collaborated with other departments, for instance, the Child Protection Week. And also the committee will remember that the department is launching the Orange Day, which happens every month, and 3 Orange Days in that quarter were coordinated. So resources were taken to those events. And then we said, as a corrective measure, would improve planning with the advocacy units. The next target, the Chairperson, was
The performance indicator is the annual stakeholder forum coordinated. And for the year, we want to have one annual stakeholder forum held. For the quarter, the target was a concept document and action plan on the annual stakeholder forum approved. This, we say it was done, it's achieved, and there's no deviation. Then the next one is the performance indicator is a communication plan with regard to marketing and branding of the department implemented. The annual target, the chairperson, is the communication plan developed. And for the quarter, we had planned that we would have done market research and have a report on what the brand, how the brand is perceived. And the progress that was done was to develop the terms of reference and also solicited support from other government departments to assist. And we were not able to finalize the actual research by June. So that target is not achieved. And then we say the reason for deviation was that this process took longer than anticipated. But then as a corrective measure, a market research will be finalized by the end of the second quarter. What we can report is that Chairperson has moved a bit on that target, and we are hoping that we will finalize it in this quarter. The next target there, the performance indicator, is the number of research analytical reports on the status of women, children, and people with disabilities produced. This would basically, Chairperson, be an analysis of research that is already done by other institutions. So for the year, we had planned that we'll have six of those. In this quarter, we to have two of those, and we say we achieved because there was an analytical report on unemployment and child labor in South Africa has been finalized, and also an analytical report on access to information by persons with disabilities. This we did in support of the country's participation in the WIPO conference that took place recently. So the main achievement in summary, Chair, was that we facilitated and coordinated the launch of the United Nations Orange Day campaign, UNITE campaign in Limpopo and Western Cape, and coordinated the signing of the South African-Nigeria MOU on partnerships with the three sectors. And we also completed an inception report on the violence against women research. We also finalized the analysis of the survey of special schools. The committee will remember that this is the report that had been outstanding for a while. So we did finalize it in this quarter, in quarter one. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Can I move to program two? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, DG. Morning, honorable members. The program two is Women Empowerment and Gender Equality. We had planned to implement 9 targets in quarter one, and we have achieved 7 targets and could not conclude 2 targets. The financial performance is that we had a budget projection of 19,770,000, and the expenditure by the end of the quarter was 14,298,000, with an under expenditure of 5,472,000, and therefore the overall expenditure of program two was 72% in quarter one. The slide 22 indicate that we had spent a lot of money on advocacy and monitoring evaluation, and as DG explained earlier on, it's mainly mostly the accrual from the UNCSW event in March. In terms of the targets, the first target was on the number of programs on wage policy coordination with the annual target of 8. In quarter 2, the targets were 2. We had planned to finalize the legislation, the wage bill consultation, as well as continue with advocacy on the wage policy provision, the 50-50%. We have achieved that KPI and the two targets, in that we had engaged with NEDLAC between January and May, and we have also compiled a database of women who have submitted completed forms to the department showing interest to serve as board of directors. The second indicator was the number of programs on women's socioeconomic opportunities and development coordinated. The annual target is 5 and the quarterly target is 1. And we convened a rural women's workshop with women. The third performance indicator is on the number of capacity building and institutional support facilitated. The annual target is 3 and quarter 1 we targeted 1 activity. And what we have done is facilitated gender mainstreaming in partnership with Palama for the province and the national departments. And in addition, we participated in the IPSA, where IPSA Women's Forum came out with a declaration signed by the ministers of the three countries. The fourth performance indicator is on the number of initiatives of support and capacity development, specifically looking at the framework. The target for that quarter was on the gender mainstreaming and responsive budgeting. In this quarter, we, working with the Musipe Foundation, we concluded the gender responsive budgeting analysis. The next performance indicator was on convening the gender mainstreaming session. We had targeted 4, and we have convened 1 so far, and we've achieved the target. The other key performance indicator is on number of initiatives for young women in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And the target we have is 4 for the year and 1 for quarter 1. And the target was to conclude the service level agreement between the three parties involved in this project on TechnoGirl. And we didn't achieve this target because we have not got the SLA signed off by the responsible parties, but it's almost concluded. We're confident that in this quarter it will be addressed. We also had to compile a status report on women empowerment and gender equality. And for the year we have 3 targets, and in quarter 1 we have one target, and that we have done. We were also supposed to compile and to conduct provincial visits on women-led and women-owned businesses in order to monitor and evaluate the areas that they need support and also capture best practices. For the year, we have 4 targets. In quarter 1, the target was 1 in terms of visiting 2 provinces. Unfortunately, we have not done that. The unit, which is called 3 staff, focused mainly on the ad hoc international reports that were requested from the department, and we couldn't do that. But we have progressed very well on this and caught up. We have visited 4 provinces already, covering even the quarter 2 visit. The other performance indicator was on the number of compliance reports. The annual target is 2. In the first quarter, we have 1 target, and we have done the report on the EU Women's Protocol. The main achievements for Program 2 is the consultation we had with the wage bill, going through the wage bill with NEDLAC. We have also completed the report on the CSW, which Cabinet has seen and supported. We have also concluded the gender responsive budgeting analysis report, and we have completed the AU protocol to the African Charter on Women and People's Rights. We are in the process of handing it over to Justice and DERCO through the clusters before it's submitted to Cabinet for approval, for so that it then get deposited. We've also participated in the development of the declaration of IPSA Women's Forum and presented at those forums about the gender-based violence. We've also presented about the gender-responsive budgeting at that forum. We have also participated in the 10th Commonwealth Women's Affairs Ministers meeting in Dakar. We have completed and submitted a report on political representation of women in South Africa to the UN. So this includes the performance of the country in terms of number of women in parliament, women in cabinet, and so on, even at provincial level. We have this is an ongoing project that we are partnering with the DTI, with the Deputy Minister of DTI in the Shoko San project. Thank you.
With regard to Program 3, Chairperson, I will take the honourable members through. As I had indicated, the DG Tony is representing us at the Fourth Social Cluster meeting. Program on Children's Rights and Responsibilities had planned 4 targets for the first quarter, and they have achieved 3 of those, so they've got 80% achievement. In terms of budget, they had 1.9 million projections. They spent 1.6, which is 81% of the projected budget for the quarter. And that's the presentation of the budget above in terms of their various sub-programs, which is advocacy and mainstreaming, institutional support, and monitoring and evaluation. The Children Rights and Responsibility participated in the Child Protection Week, which was launched in Durban and closed, I think, in Limpopo. So we were working very closely with the Department of Social Development there. The child-friendly cities or child-friendly communities, I remember honourable members said we must also say child-friendly townships. The child-friendly communities model is a UNICEF model that is, we had domesticated to meet our own needs. We are consulting on the model. We have consulted on the model, and we would like to come up with a consulted model that is that talks to South Africa, which then we will share with municipalities and give over to municipalities to implement, ensure that our communities are friendly to our children. We're hoping that the ripple effect of that will be the decrease in gender-based violence, especially against children. We have a M&E strategy that members are aware of that had been developed. We wanted to consult on that one, that is, and we have conducted consultations in 4 provinces: Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, Free State, and Western Cape. The visits that we reported on at the bottom, that the visits that we went to the Khoi and Asai communities, where it was per invitation by the province of the Northern Cape, but also we went to the Free State as invited by social development and took part in those visits to see what are the areas of concerns there, so that we can also contribute towards how we would like to see things happening for the better of children in those areas. So those are site visits that we're just letting members aware of, which have got really nothing to do with the M&E strategy consultations, but we just wanted members to know that we were invited by those communities. We're working in collaboration with social development as well. On the data systems, we would like to ensure that our data is properly segregated and talks to the issues of children's rights, and we are working closely with STEF SA there, and
we've already the target was to have a concept document on the development of the data system. We have consulted with State SA on that, as I've indicated. The one area that we did not perform on as far as that branch is concerned is the reports, the AU reports. We do have the reports. We have finalized the reports. We are saying that we have not, at the time, we had not delivered because those reports were in the process of being submitted to Cabinet. I must report now, Chair, that they have been submitted to Cabinet and they have been approved by Cabinet. We are now working towards submitting them to DECO so that they get deposited to the United Nations and to the AU. As far as that program is concerned in terms of achievements, they pride ourselves for having finalized the National Plan of Action for Children. We also pride ourselves for having facilitated the hosting of the Child Protection Week. We went to Daung during that week, especially in the area where it had a lot of child killings. We had conducted capacity development sessions with provinces and on the National Action Plan and MNE strategy. Program 4, Chair and Honourable Members, they had planned to 3 targets for the first quarter, and we managed to achieve 1 of the targets. So we are at 33% performance achievements as far as Program 4 is concerned. With regards to the budget expenditure, we had projected 3 million rands, but we've actually spent 2.1. Which is 72% of the budget that we have spent in Program 4 for quarter 1. And that's, Chair, as I've indicated with the others, the breakdown of sub-programs in terms of advocacy, institutional support, and MNE, how much has been spent in those respective sub-programs, which then adds up to 72% overall. We were planning to conduct campaigns, 5 of them for the whole financial year, and we had to one campaign was targeted for quarter 1, which had not happened. I have been talking to the colleagues in the Rights of People with Disabilities, and I had met with DDG Tony and a responsible colleague there. We want to really work hard towards pushing on that one, otherwise we will find ourselves not meeting our set target. But with the upcoming Disability Month and the conference on albinism, at least we are going to be moving towards achieving at least 50% of that target, if not more, by the end of the financial year. The other one was talking to, the other performance indicator was talking to a number of transversal projects that would have to be coordinated. We had planned 6 and we have done 1, which is a model that we had shared with I think working with DSD and the Department of Basic Education, including parents of children with disabilities. The one that was also not achieved talks to the number of reports on the status of people with disabilities. We've got a number of reports that we are planning to develop for the year 6 of those. What we had planned to do was for quarter 1 to have the UNCRPD report published. I think it has been finalized. It has been approved by Cabinet, but it's the publishing thereof that we are finalizing now. And I've engaged with, again, DDG Tony and Chief Director Pretoria towards ensuring that we speed up that process, because that's really something that if there's any blockages that I have to unblock, I had indicated to them. We had the CFO at that session to say that let us really take ownership of that process and make sure that we deliver on that one. Chair, that's the report on the 4 programs for the first quarter. Thank you.
Thank you.
very much for your report, DG, and the other branch members. And I think at this point in time, I will hand over to members to engage, because I think I actually have spoken to some of the issues when in my opening. One of the members, we'll start with Member Fanameve for now, and Member Lamon. Then I'll come back to the Member Disetele. And Member Jackie, in that order.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you very much to the department. I would like to just say that I thank them for the presentation. I thought the way that they compiled this report, including the financials, it was more of a succinct report that we got this time around. I've just got a couple of questions of clarity that I would like to ask on all of these programs. Starting with Program 1, Administration, I wanted to get a clear understanding. If we talk about a 17.9% vacancy rate, I quickly did a sum. Is that about 25 jobs that are open currently at the time? If you can just give us an update, and also, are these senior jobs that are open? Now, I just wanted to get an indication whether these are senior positions that are not filled. Also, you talk about developing a staff retention strategy. We've spoken about this for a long time. Has it been finalized? I don't understand why the vacancy rate is quite high, because, you know, there are many skilled young South Africans out there looking for jobs. Why can't we fill these positions? If you can just give me an indication, is it because you don't have money to employ more people, or what is the problem? Because we've got a high rate of jobless youth, and, you know, I don't understand. When it comes to the communications plan, you talk about the market research will be finalized in the second quarter, and therefore you haven't really got a communications plan. The target wasn't met yet, so you haven't really got, as far as I can understand, any clear indication on a branding and marketing plan. And maybe then also just to get an update on your website, what is actually the issue there. And I think it's quite important that you brief us about your branding and marketing plan, because I think the public sentiment out there about your department is very negative. Mm-hmm. And we've seen other departments actually address this, and I would like to then know whether you've actually thought about this quite seriously, because I think when this department is mentioned, a lot of negativity comes with it. It's probably because of a lack of a decent branding and marketing plan. And, you know, it's disconcerting because you're 4 years old, and if you're saying to us now that you still don't know how to market or promote yourself, then that is quite worrying. Moving on, just also a mention about the reports, the analytical reports on the status of women and children. These reports, you say the targets were met. Where can I access these reports? If I can just ask you that, I would like to know. You talk about the United Nations Orange Day on page 18. What were the cost implications and outcomes? And what are you doing to follow up on the issues that were raised from participants? I've just got one or two more questions, then I'll be handing over to my colleagues. Oh, Program 2, Main Achievements. I see a lot of overseas travelling. I mean, you've attended the 57th session to the UN. You've gone to the AU, you've gone to New Delhi, you've gone to Dhaka, you've gone to India, you've gone to Bangladesh, you've gone to the UN. But, you know, what is the nexus between travelling overseas and submitting documents there, and how it actually translates into progress at home at grassroots level? The resolutions, decisions taken there, what tool do we have to ensure that it relates to real progress on the ground for ordinary women and children of our country? If you can just give me an update. And then before I conclude, you talk about on slide 35, you talk on the issue of the M&E strategy. You reported that you conducted consultations with the heads of M&E units within four provinces. How? And then the light goes off. hopefully the lights won't go off on this department, but anyway. I just quickly wanted to ask you with regards to these M&U units within the full province. You conducted site visits to the Khoisan communities in the Northern Cape. What was the purpose and the impact of these site visits on your M&E strategy? Why only the four provinces? How did you? What was the rationale between, rationale in choosing these provinces? And no, there are many questions left. Yeah, I'm done. There are 120 other questions to ask. I've still got a whole document here, which I've signed. But thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Well, many of my questions have been asked, and you know I love to ask my questions. My main concern is still, I'm not clear on many issues of the department, and especially targets not achieved. One does not set a target that you cannot achieve. I am of the opinion that instead of setting five targets, knowing what my capacity is on my employees side, my resources, why not work accordingly and set achievable targets rather than targets just to fill up a strategic plan or fill up a report or whatever, and then eventually find that I can only achieve one. I cannot understand how this department operates, and that after we're in the fifth year. Any business must be up and running within the first 3 years. Otherwise, that's groot fout met kop van die ding. And this is exactly what I feel. There is big challenges at the top. The previous member has asked many of my questions. And I wrote here, I said, when the targets achieved are not properly lined out, and that is on the first program. I said here, on achieving only 13 of the 26. That is exactly what I spoke of now. Why set 26 targets if I can only achieve 13 or 20 or 20 or 15, whatever? My next question is on two targets in program, achieved out of the seven targets. And I come back again. Why set targets that are not achievable? And then the next question is, how will the balance of the targets now be achieved? With the second quarter's targets being added to the ones that were not achieved, will you ever be able then to achieve all these targets? Because it's now building up. It's like somebody having having to pay his account, skipping this month, skipping next month, skipping the third month, and eventually lands up in court. And this is what's going to happen to this department. My next question is on capacity challenges. This department is aware of the capacity challenges and vacancy of the vacancy rate for quite a time. What is being done about this? Are you serious about filling? Why is it so difficult to fill the vacancies in this department? Why? Because it does have an impact, and that is exactly why I was on the Flaxman report, the notorious Flaxman report last week, and I said the impact of that Flaxman report. Those people that were removed in top positions, What the impact of those removals in this department? Did you ever think before removing these people, the impact of this department? And that has contributed to the failure of this department as well. I can assure you that. And then my next question is, I wrote here, can the department afford this? Founding documents, if we can have, as again, copies, can we have copies? And that is on page 13, progress completed. on page 15, shifting of resources. I don't know how you can put down an event or a target, and then in the middle of it all, you just shift to another, to something else. Is it easily achievable? And is that the reason why you shift? What is the main reason for shifting from one target to another? And that is on page 15, shifting to the Orange Day events and not completing what you actually had on record to complete, or on paper to complete. How can you plan and then eventually divert from your planning? Why do you do this? Why do you do this? And you know, with all the challenges that comes up in this department, it surprises me that I now only see on page 16 solicited assistance and support from GCIS and departmental research units on best practices and cost-effective ways to implement the branch research. Should you not have been working with your line or sister departments all the way? And I was referring to this every time that we speak on this, on issues arising. The department cannot walk the road alone. Draw your sister departments, make use of your line departments. They can assist you. But do not claim what your line departments do for your achievements. Do not claim what they do as if you did that. Work with them in code, but do not claim. And that brings me to a question which I know will now be not pleasantly approved. With the department not really achieving their target set, and this is now the year that I would have hoped everything would have been fine and in line and honky-dory. Are any annual increases planned for any employees in this department? Are you planning on rewarding people with any increases in salaries or performance bonuses? Because I cannot see that this department has performed for the past couple of years. I cannot see. 5 years. And then on page 18, main achievements. Developed a tool to assess institutional arrangements at district municipality level. This tool will assess the ability of municipalities to mainstream gender, children's rights and disability considerations into their programs. It's a groot taak. Can we please have a copy of how you went about doing this? And not a copy 3 months after today, but in 7 days, because you have that copy. You need to have that copy. And then, Chair, here was another one. You visited 4 provinces on page 28. Can you tell us which these provinces were or are? And then, reports on Program 2, main achievements. No, I'm asking for reports. I'm just repeating. I'm asking for reports which was not asked for. And I want to put a time frame to the report, not within 3 months, but in 7 days, because those reports are up and running. They ought to have those reports with them. Yes, and then on page 35, the visit to the Garib district, which focused on water and sanitation. Is this not a human rights issue? Is this not a human rights issue? Having water, proper water and sanitation, it's a constitutional right. So that does not refer to a human rights issue. Why is the department, are you working with them? Or are you taking it all on your own? Page 38, successful hosting of Child Protection Week activities planned for the department. Is this done in COVID social development, or are you doing it all in now? I'll stop there for a while.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I would
settle on the very questions that I asked last week, and I'll ask them again. And thank you for the presentation. But I still have a problem. I just want to go straight to the finance. I would like to have the list of the donors. I asked last week, and the funding received per donor. If we can have that very clear. And the purpose of funding per donor, it should clearly indicate what the funding was intended for. And if the objectives were met, that's fine. And if not, why? I would love clearly you indicate how the donor funded activities relate to the objectives and targets as outlined in the annual performance of your 2012. The other thing, Chair, is the financial review of Program 1. The 5.586 million was incurred, and the ministry overspent around about, it's about 126%. Some was in the office accommodation. I would like to know, what was the cause of this over-expenditure in the ministry? And how will this be averted in the future? How are you going to try and not have what is spent? And again, how much dollar money was received? Coming to the provinces, Chair, I need clarity. I would like to know, there are four provinces as Honorable Lamola has said, and I would like to know the criteria used to go to those four provinces and why not the other five provinces in our country. The department indicated that there was some facilitation on coordination, capacity building and support program under gender mainstream training. I would like to know who facilitated the that you had, who was facilitating the training, and what did this training entail? The last question is just a general question. I would like to hear from the department what's their comment on the report given by, it's not in your report, it's not anywhere, but I'd like to have your comment on what has been reported by the Honorable Minister Chabani about your department, because the assessment report on service, because it reported that your department, it's last week, in the Cape Town, is that your department is the worst in the whole 35 departments. So I would like to ask, because sometimes when we ask questions, we sound as if maybe you are being negative or maybe you are being unreasonable. But if the minister gives that public report, it shows there's something wrong somewhere. And the last question that I would like to ask, last week you were advised that to get the information that you said you couldn't get, you were advised that you can get that from the person who was acting. For an example, like the interviews on the exit interviews, when we were talking about the Flaxman report, which you are not supposed to mention, but we want to see the referee and the player, and you were advised to get the information from the person who was acting by then. So I'd like to know whether did you get the information that you said you did get.
Yes, I did.
apologies. And
no, please wait.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the presentations on the three, on the four branches. But Chair, I would like to ask a direct question to the department. To us, you said this time around you will have implemented the turnaround strategy. And as a matter of fact, we'll be seeing changes coming into this department. But in your view as a department, do you think you have achieved the objectives of the turnaround strategy that you told us that come dark or blue, at the end you will come up with a turnaround strategy that will achieve and make things turn around in the department? I'm asking this because I want to ask you personally that if you have this turnaround strategy objective or what you said to us, and at the end you see there's a lot of, out of seven targets you come up with, you achieve one, out of 10 you achieve two. I want to, as Honorable Lamola said, is your strategic planning addressing Let me not talk about the strategic planning.
Yeah.
The turnaround strategy.
Yeah.
When you see all this not achieved, do you want us to believe that really the turnaround strategy has actually turned around the department?
Mm-hmm.
The second question, Chair, that I would like to ask, is about program four, people with on the rights of persons with disability. I see in your presentations there is nothing coming out as far as the monitoring or the attainment of the 2% target in the employment, as an employment equity target. How does this not come in your report? Because this is the main target that will actually show that South Africa cares for the people who are living with disability. But in your report, there is nothing like the 2% employment equity target. There is nothing like the national draft policy, disability policy. So do you think if there is no such a policy, will we ever get there to achieve the 2% target of people with a disability? That is where you talk about attending of the state party conferences and the resolutions. This is the last question, Chair. With the resolutions that came out from that state party conference, do you think what are you going to do with the findings? What were the findings and what came out of that strategy, of that state party conference that you attended? For 2012. When was this? You attended the state party conference when? July 2013. Yeah. Do you think, what are the findings that actually came out? Because you just say you attended the conference, but you don't tell what is it, and what programmatic action are you going to take? You know, so that we can know exactly what the objectives of you going to attend the state parties. What is it that you think you will make use of to improve the lives of people who are not, who are people with disability? And the under expenditure as far as this department is concerned, the program four is concerned, I'm very worried. Very worried about the under expenditure, because as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing that the department has done as far as the indicators that they state for themselves as far as this program for is concerned. And you talk of donor funding. You don't tell us how much you got from the donors, how much you have used, how much is left. Do you, from yourself, if you have to assess yourself as the department, can you actually come up boldly and say, yes, as far as the disabled are concerned, we have done this. Can you convince us? Can you convince the whole world? Can convince us that when we go down to our constituencies, you can actually say, yes, South Africa through the department, as far as people with disability are concerned, they have really shown that they are doing something. When you always talk about under expenditure, when you always talk about donor funding that you don't even know how much you have done. I thank you, Chair, before I get emotional. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is on Program 1, the 365 Days Plan of Action Coordinated. I would like to know what are the implications of the delay in finalizing and the strategy guidelines or documents and the terms of reference. Secondly, what other activities is the council undertaking within the first quarter? And lastly, but not least, I think I will come back in the next time. What are the status of donor funding of the council, and why was this not reported on? How much did the council receive from donors to date, and what would the funds be used for? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I just want to say this to the department. You know, we are busy repeating ourselves. You know, we are really busy repeating ourselves, and I'm not sure whether it's really worthwhile for us, you know, to continue doing this. Most of the questions that have been asked, it's not the first time of its kind. And also, if the department was providing us with reports, detailed reports, because what you tell us is about the activities that took place, but with no substantial, you know, support to them, we wouldn't be asking these questions. You tell us that you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But we don't have reports to that effect. We don't know how much you paid, you know, how much cost was involved. You used the resources. You tell us that you did 1, 2, 3, but you don't give us reports. And we keep on asking, how much did it cost you to do this, you know? What is it that you have done? We have... for you to unpack the which does not actually assist us because we don't have it in writing. I have said that we agreed with you last week that you were going to send us some information. Perhaps it's very long information that we could not be able to compile, but we have released it in writing and we are going to be giving it to you. Where we need detailed information. And one of the crucial questions that has been asked, are these quarterly reports addressing the turnaround strategy? Mm-hmm. Because if they are not, then we are back to square one. And it doesn't tell us anywhere when we look at this where you are addressing, you know, that turnaround strategy, which was meant to correct things that were not done in the department by the Auditor General. So it shows us that we're still going to get the same, you know, audit from the Auditor General, because those issues are not being addressed by yourselves. So what are we doing? What are we actually doing? And I do hear members who keep on, you know, touching to the flatman's report. The chapter is not closed on the flatman's report. We are not going to leave this fourth parliament without addressing it, because it's part of the whole challenges that we are having in this department. But my problem is, are you addressing the turnaround strategy, which members keep on speaking to, and the reports? Why do you come here and tell us that you've done this, when we don't have reports to that effect? I agree with members who are saying this is a waste of time. And I want to plead to members, let us not repeat ourselves. We don't have that energy. We don't have that energy. Let us not repeat ourselves. We have asked these questions again and again and again. This is the first quarter report. It's not saying anything about the first, second, third, fourth quarters that you gave to us, quarter reports. There were issues that were unresolved there, which are not appearing here. Now you are giving us the first quarter report. You keep on telling us it will be addressed in the second quarter. It will be addressed in the second. Really, this is not it. It's not it, DG. It's not. You keep on piling work for yourselves. When are you going to do it? When are you going to resolve those issues? And I want to say to members, really, we can't continue asking the same questions, because we are going to get the same response. Gigi, can you? Okay, before you do that.
Chairperson, I cannot agree more. And that is why, if I could get my way today, I would say send them back. Send them back. Because, you know, the people that need to report to us on these programs, are they all here? Are they, number one, are they all here? Number two, we are begging this department to get the info on reports. Can we not tie a tie within 7 days? If they're serious about their jobs, if they're serious about doing something better towards this department, they will at least adhere to our time frame set. It is shocking, Chair. It is shocking, and I'm repeating it again, and I've been repeating it several times, that this department does not know how many people are employed in this department. Just recently over the weekend, I read about, I think, 14,000 policemen being on the payroll and not being in the system. And it is to help them to at least eliminate these challenges that we're asking how many employees are in this department, and to think they cannot account for it. How on earth can you not account for people working for you? You do not know. You do not know how many people are working for you. But yet they are being paid. Are they really in the department? And I'm asking this because of 61% of our budget going to administration. For too long we've been lenient with this department, Chair. And it is now in our final round that we're really waking up and seeing that this is what I was talking of all the time, and this was one of the reasons why I was saying, do we really need this department? Because we're not making inroads. We're not doing anything to the scourge of violence against women, children, and people with disabilities. And I'm grateful that you're really taking a stance on this. But die mense dink regtig we are here to verspeelinkies. We are here to repeat ourselves and not being taken serious. They don't even know who their donors are. That is something that one highlights. Oh, I must go back to my donor. You need to go back to your donors on a continuous basis. You need at least to thank your donors. If you are in control of the department, Chair, if you are getting your salary, why not see that at least these simple things are in place? I'm not even talking about the strategic plan now. Huh? You cannot operate without donors, because funds from treasury will not be sufficient. We cannot even reach targets achieved with treasury's money. You know, Chair, sorry to just watch email. But you must see what comes up on my email. On disability rights, on human rights, on children's
don't even have a solution, so I must run backwards and forwards to just try and get something to please those people. And yet we're messing up like this in this department.
Chair, I didn't want to speak, but I should think, Chair, just the next time, don't let the department come and present to us. We are definitely sick and tired of this. Like now, on the rights of persons with disabilities, we wanted to be provided with a plan for dealing with outstanding performance indicators with clear time frames. We didn't get that. Instead, last week they gave us a huge book. When are we going to read that, Chair? Really? No, Chair. I should think, do something with the department. Let them come to us the day they are ready. Because as for now, Chair, we are not going to keep on repeating ourselves. It's terrible on the ground. People with disabilities are really struggling. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, I'm not going to allow now any other member because we are not going to finish. We've got written down all those issues that we highlighted last week for the department to compile, because I'm not sure whether there's a burning response that we would like to get other than the responses that we got last week. If you think there is any better response that you are going to get today. But let me assure that this department, to us, is very important. We are not simply going to close the department because people cannot do their work. We would rather change, you know, the tools that we are using in the department. But we fought for this department. Women have been in the struggle for a very long time, and they need to be compensated. So we are not going to disadvantage our people simply because the department cannot function. I don't know at this point in time, members, perhaps I should go through the list that we requested and see whether there is anything that we have left out. Because I think what the department should do, it should give us the information that we need. And there is nothing that they are going to respond to that is actually going to make us feel happy and satisfied. Let me go through the list which we have drawn for the department. But I will ask maybe the secretary to go through it. We will give them copies. Didn't we send them? We are going to give it to them afterwards, but we just want to read out, just for the department, really to. I don't know what to say.
Chairperson, can we read out come afterwards?
Thanks, Chair. Having considered the fourth quarterly reports for 2012-13. For the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities for Program 1 until 4, and having engaged with the department, hereby a request from the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities, a written response to the following issues raised. Number 1, on Program 1, Administration 1.1, which is finance. We are requesting that the department should with the financial overview of the department per program, which clearly indicate what was allocated, what was spent, if there was under or over expenditure, and the reason for this. B, irregular expenditure, which should clearly stipulate the reasons for the irregular expenditure. C, consultants. Whether the department should supply the committee with a list of consultants being used along with the nature and scope of work as well as the cost incurred. The department was cautioned against the use of consultants given their limited budget and was encouraged to engage the current staff complement on matters and to use the funds earmarked for external service providers on the core program instead. 1.2 on donor funding. Department should provide the list of donors, funding received per donor, the purpose of the funding per donor, which clearly indicates what the funding was intended for, and if the objectives were met, if not, why not. Do you clearly indicate how the donor-funded activity relates to the objectives and targets as outlined in the APP of 2012-13? E, provide a signed copy of the contract for each funding initiative. F, provide copies of outputs for each funding initiative. 1.3, human resources. Provide a human resource management report that details the status of women resource and include information on post, vacancies, leave, that is sick leave, special leave, disciplinary hearings, staff turnaround, analysis of exit and interviews, and the retention strategy. Provide the community with an organogram clearly indicating funded post fields and vacant posts, level of poster program. C, provide timeframes in which all funded posts will be filled by. D, provide a written update on the skills audit. 1.4, that is under general. A department should provide the committee with various MOUs and contracts with stakeholders. B, there were a number of reports that the department have produced with respect to women, children, and people with disabilities. And these are, on program one, the integrated monitoring and evaluation strategy. Number two, mainstreaming framework, advocacy strategy, institutional support and capacity development framework, study on violence against children, 100-year women contribution study, audit of special schools, study on disability units in higher education institutions, 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children, report on analysis of 2011 census, universities offering gender studies, stakeholder coordination framework, setting plan of action for national and international commemoration events. Those are the reports requested under program one. Under program two, gender mainstreaming strategy, report on engendering new growth path, women development strategy, that is on rural development, report on capacity development needs for gender mainstreaming and responsive budget at national level, capacity building and institutional support for alignment of municipal focal points, coordinated and comprehensive report compiled, sanitary dignity campaign strategy, 7, gender budgeting responsive analysis report, 8, gender audit of the Eastern Cape, KZN, Free State Provincial Administration. Number 9, advocacy material for the UNCSWU 56th and 57th session. That's under program 2. Under program 3, the National Plan of Action for Children, final strategy and comprehensive report on sanitary dignity campaign, monitoring and evaluation framework in relation to children's rights, and diagnostic study that was completed in this regard, for the study on violence against children, 5, institutional framework report. Under program 4, report on survey on conditions in special schools, number 2, capacity development framework, number 3, institutional framework, 4, national disability policy, number 5, universal access strategy, 6, report on access to education for all campaign, 7, report which is a review of specific section of the Domestic Violence Act, 8, consolidated report from DPSA on employment statistics in the public service, and 9, a report that is on projects with private companies for including of beneficiation projects for disabled people. Those are the reports that are requested from all programs. What is the department's relationship with other national and provincial departments, municipalities, and Chapter 9 institutions? We provide a list of activities programs has undertaken within each province for the period 2012-2013. What is the nature of the working relationship between the National Council on Gender-Based Violence and the Commission for Gender Equality Research Department, with specific reference to the review
so-called assessment of the 365-day of action plan, have provided a plan for dealing with outstanding performance indicators with clear time frames. Under Program 2, campaigns, clearly stipulate the number of campaigns, outcome indicators of success, and cost incurred. Provide a summary report of the outcomes of the gender machinery meetings. Provide a list of members of the gender machinery. Provide a list of activities the WEDGE program has undertaken within each province for 2012-13 financial period. Provide a report on the monitoring of databases focusing on women in construction, women in tourism, and women farmers, that is women in agricultural activities. F, provide a copy of monitoring tool for gender responsive indicators. G, provide a copy of the gender audit tool. H, provide a plan for dealing with outstanding performance indicators with clear time frames. Program 3, shared rights and responsibilities. On campaigns, clearly stipulate the number of campaigns, outcome indicators of success and cost incurred. Provide a summary report of the outcomes of the child rights machinery meeting. Provide a list of members of the child rights machinery. Submit the monitoring and evaluation tools for child rights. Submit a list of indicators developed for monitoring child rights. Provide a list of activities for the CERR program has undertaken within each province for 2012-13 period. How the child-friendly cities model has been rolled out. Provide a list of cities in which the model is implemented. And then provide a plan for dealing with outstanding performance indicators with clear time frames. Program 4, on campaign, clearly stipulate the number of campaigns, outcome indicators of success and cost. Provide a progress report on the implementation of the resolutions of the Conference of State Parties held in 2012. Provide a summary report of the outcome of the National Disability Machinery Meeting. And provide a list of members of the machinery. Submit a disability indicator matrix. Provide a plan for dealing with outstanding performance indicators with clear time frames. And lastly, provide a list of activities the program has undertaken within each province for 2012-13.
Thank you, Chair. There is where we talked about where we wanted on the employment equity plan. The secretary raised it, but I wanted to be specific. I want us to be specific and actually read on the 2% target employment equity. But that is yes.
Chairperson, you know, many of these things have been asked several times during my period of being in this committee. It's now the second year. And I don't want us as a committee to sound like this department. I really want to draw a clear line between what we want and how this department operates. Because I think definitely we're all not pleased with it. But asking them to provide us with all these details, it's never going to end here with us. It's never going to come to this committee because it's way above what they can give us. They could not, Chair, and I'm asking this. This is an excellent document. Excellent, excellent. Because this is actually covering us as a committee on issues that we spoke of several times that never came to us. And you know, this reminds me of a student that never did their homework, and eventually it's exam time now, and you need to complete the paper and the questionnaire, and you cannot complete. They will not be able to complete everything. I think we can be still, we can be very lenient to them, because I see we're here until the 9th or the 11th of November. Get them to just give us each and every week one section of this questionnaire. Get them to give us next week the answers on finance, week after that on donor funding. They don't need to come here. They can email to us.
Because in write, if we have it in writing, it is much better than having them telling us. How can I say what is it again? Orally telling us. We want a detailed answer on all our questions. 1 week on finance, 1 week on donor funding, 1 week on human rights, 1 week on general, and see if they will be able to give us detailed responses on this, on what we want them. But they will never ever be able to give us this. Even if we set the time frame, Chair, there are few weeks left in this quarter. They will not be able to do it. But to safeguard, let's give them week per heading to complete from 1 to the end of this list. Because these are questions that were asked. And if they just did their work when we asked them to, then they would not have been in this situation or this position. But just buy it by a foot, and I suggest we put the time frame to it, so many weeks, and by the end of those of the 5th or 6 weeks, I don't know how the other members feel. But Lohani also a little bit.
Chairperson, I think we need to just be realistic and maybe ask the department whether they will be able to provide us with all that information. Because, you know, as I'm sitting here, I've become quite, I've only been in this committee a year and a half, but I'm quite despondent because many of the things we've been asking for a long time. And I think we need to be open and honest with one another to say that is that information available. We've got a new DG and I feel actually quite sorry for you because you've really walked into quite a mess. And that's also why I said from the beginning, you know, there's two glaring problems here. One, your target is not smart. We wouldn't have this problem if you had these many, many targets which you cannot achieve, and then we all remain despondent. We think, you know, you're not moving. But if you had a few targets, a few things that you focused on, and you really worked towards those, it would have been much better for us, you know. And also the second thing is that also why I've always said we never, and as a committee, we have discussed this issue because remember when, and not to talk about the flashman, but remember that the problem started with that previous DG whom it credited for running this department to the ground. That was the words of the minister. We never engaged that DG. These problems are inherent. It comes from a DG who never did a job, and now these people are in front of us and they're trying to fix the mess, But you see, we should have also engaged that DG a long time ago, like we had said, because we needed to get to the bottom of where it all went wrong. But also, I think we need to hear from them whether they can provide us with all the documentation that we want. Be honest, yes or no, by when, because otherwise we'll keep on being disappointed. And secondly, if there's this department next year, we need to really look at how do we streamline the link between what we want to achieve, how we're going to achieve it, and how we're smart about it. Because I think really there's just too many things that you want to achieve with a very small budget. It's just not possible. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Maybe just to respond to the one of the, you know, the previous DG. You remember what held our hands was the report which was with the public service, administration. But however, it does not suggest that we are not going to do that.
I was reminding us.
And then as for the DG responding to us as to whether they'll be able to send the information, let me also remind the honourable members and the department that we are going to be embarking on the BRRR. And the BRRR requires of us to come up with recommendations. And the recommendations are determined by the report, our report. So instead of saying the report, the department must only respond to one section per week, I want to remind them that, by the way, we are going to be doing that report, and this information is going to influence our report. So the ball is in your hands to ensure that we get as much information as we can so that we can be able to, because we are also not very, as a committee, proud to be coming up with a negative report. It's not in our interest as a committee. So I am saying this is a is a priority, you know, these responses, especially those that speak to your annual report. Because when we give our report, it's going to the BRR, BRRR, it's going to be determined by that. So now I am saying, I don't know whether we want to come with time frames, but that the department must be aware that the information that we need is going to influence our BRRR. Which we'll be working on in a few months. From next month, I think we'll be working on it. I understand that some of us inherited what is here, but it's going to affect us.
Thank you, Chairperson and honourable members. I have not seen this, so I'm not able to intelligently indicate. But be that as it may, I gave an undertaking last week that we will be providing members with reports. The first one is the alleged huge one, which includes all the reports, country reports that we have submitted. So at least that one is a box that we can tick. But also, I think today, it's just that I was disappointed by our courier services. Today, there would be another set of documents that we had compiled. All the strategies that we had done, the overall integrated mainstreaming strategy, a framework, mainstreaming framework, the institutional, the advocacy strategy, the institutional and capacity building framework, the MNE strategy overall integrated. Members will recall that in March, those were presented to members in Pretoria. I have heard that those compiled into one document, that if members allow, they may be here in the list, but they've already been compiled. And today, I was told that they would arrive at one today. But I will hand them over to, I will make arrangements with the secretary to give those reports, because we have compiled them, branded them, and put them together. And I remember saying to colleagues, even the MNE strategy, apparently there are separate MNE strategies for each, besides the integrated for each sector. So that document will come through. The other documents that I requested for members to be provided with are certain reports that are also included here. The report on the National Plan of Action for Children, the survey report, the outcome of the survey, the report on gender responsive budgeting, the report on the technical program, the report on the study that was done for 50-50 representation of women in decision-making structures. So there are two sets of documents that will come to members that are on their way, which will be part of this that I included in this as I was listening to the secretary reading out. What I have heard also, Chairperson, is that members would like to get an update on the turnaround strategy, where we are around that, because a lot of questions were asked about the turnaround strategy. There's also an annual report that will be tabled in Parliament by the 30th of September. I think without dictating to members how to, by the 30th of September, it's legislated that we must submit an annual report for the 2012-2013, which is audited. Members then, I think, may call us to present that, or it will be here anyway. Yeah. And Minister, I'm sure, would be here to present the annual report. And members will see when Minister comes and presents how. I know that it's frustrating because members have been here for a long time saying the same things, but From the Auditor General, we are improving. I suppose it's a big ship, it takes a while to turn around. But we are turning around. We are improving. The way I see it, Chairperson, is that all this information would be a good handover report. Whilst it's going to help members in the upcoming BRRR processes, but it's a good handover report to the next portfolio committee, to the next leadership in the department. So I welcome, and we will sit down and we will compile. But I have not seen the magnitude, so it's difficult for me to say how soon can we provide. But I know that some of the reports are already on their way. They will be presented to members. So I'm not sure, Chairperson, how to commit in, because I've just heard the Secretary reading through. So, but as members are saying, some of the things are there. It's collating and putting them together. I'll be guided by the Chairperson and members in terms of the time frame, taking cognizance of the fact that you still have that BRRR process that you have to, I don't know, the middle of October. Would that be too late, by the 15th of October, or is that too late? I'll just be guided by members.
You will be briefing the committee on the 10th of October. So
then we can work for that deadline.
Yes. Can we look at that, and then whilst we'll be sending those that we have already made available.
10th of October, Chairperson, is it for the annual report?
Yes. We agree on that, members, honourable members. We agree on all that. On the 10th of October, they will be presenting us with the annual report, which must then include those reports. But in the meantime, we are not stopping them from sending those that are available. Okay, DG, I did say that today it's not going to be a long meeting because it was just a quarterly report, and we hope we will receive those at the agreed time. You know, I have to be always the last one speaking, but to make it a point that every time I finish speaking, you want to speak.
No, Chair.
Yes.
It is something that I really want to get off my mind. Can this department not tell us today how many people are employed in this department? Is it such a...
We have requested more than
But we have requested a lot, before that. How come that we cannot know how many people are involved?
No, that's a great question.
It's not the only one.
That is a very important one. That is of the finance.
Serge and Chitele, then I close.
I just want to find out about my general question. Do they have to wait for the 10th of October?
No, it's not only your question, it's everybody's question. Everyone asks questions.
No, I mean the general one.
Or the one that were asked today.
Yeah, but then
they will have to respond to all the questions, and it's going to also provoke members to follow us. So, can I?
I remember I was asking on donor funding, and it's part of the list.
Yeah.
So we were talking about
the member, the last question asked by the member is the issue of the report by Minister Shabani on the performance assessment of the department, because you have learned that your department is the worst performed department out of 42. So she was referring to that. What is your...
Thank you.
Chair, I just want to come on that report on Minister Collins to actually ask the department their view. I think it won't be fair for the department to come out with a view now. More so, the minister is not even here. The report has not been discussed anyway. We all see it in the internet. Yeah. Just in the internet. All over, yeah, the internet will be all over. But within Parliament, it has not yet even taken, no one has even commented on that. So please, I think that one is very unfair. Let's wait for the minister to come. And that's where we'll take, respond to us. For them, really, we can't put a horse, a cart before the horse. For them, as officials, to report when their political head is not even here, I think we'll be putting them into something that you won't even manage.
Just to add on to that, talking about media marketing and negative influence, as I was looking on my phone last week, people were upset because it was question time in the NCFP and the minister wasn't there, and it was said that she didn't come, there was no apology. So people were anxious to engage the minister, and there was a no-show. And it reflected quite badly again on the department. So it's not only the report, it's those sort of instances where there's no apology that reaches the NCFP, so people have prepared questions, and it's just a no-show. So these sort of things, I picked it up from the internet as well. So one must just look at that as well.
Which can come out of that? louder.
I know that some of us are tired now, but can we quickly go through the minutes of the 24th July? The minutes of the 24th July?
The minutes of the 24th July,
by Member Paulson. The minutes of the 11th September.
We did 24 and 14.
Pardon?
We did 24 and 14.
Yeah.
We don't have for 11.
I don't have
11th September. You don't have those minutes.
Yes, it's all about it. You don't have these.
Thank you.
I'm going to move by member of the Thank you very much.
Why? I'm not misbehaving. I'm worried that you people want this.